At the Bank of Antandek, they're looking for a mascot.
We need an icon. Something that says high flying to all our mortgage customers.
Like a falcon or a stallion.
Or even better, a parrot. Check it out.
Meanwhile, at Santander, they're concentrating on helping customers find ways to take years off their mortgage with their overpayment calculator. See what's possible at Santander.
All applications are subject to status and our lending criteria. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
This episode of the Dollar Saving Divas podcast is brought to you by RentTheRunway.com.
You'll find more than 200,000 pieces and 400 designers in the Rent the Runway closet. Anything you want, one flat price.
Formal, cocktail, festive. What type of event are you attending? Get 4 or 8 day designer rentals for a fraction of the price.
And when you click through the link on our Dollar Saving Divas Facebook page, you'll save even more and you'll help us keep this podcast free.
Look great and save money too.
I'm Kelly.
And I'm Leslie.
And we're the Dollar Saving Divas. We know how hard it is to provide your family with everything they need while still being able to treat yourself.
Everyone wants to be able to afford the most fashionable accessories, the newest styles, and those special evenings out without breaking the bank.
That's for sure. Over the years, we've found some tips and tricks to make this luxury lifestyle affordable, and we want to share those secrets with you. In each of our podcasts, we'll be sharing our suggestions for luxury living for less. Everything from how to spot the secondhand deals to tips for maximizing your rewards points. We want to help you save money.
Thanks for joining us. Now let's start saving. Well, when you're planning a party, we always want to know, how can we make this party better? So we thought we'd give you a couple ideas to help you kick your party up a notch.
I'm all for that.
Kelly, you're the big party planner. What are your tips for kicking it up a notch?
I think we're going to talk today about having a dinner party, having a cocktail party, and then having a cookie swap, which I haven't done
in
years. So, well, first we're going to talk about a dinner party. So you might want to have, you know, a few light hors d'oeuvres because you're going to have a heavier dinner. So maybe you just want to have some cheeses, some nuts, and maybe some olives. I like to have a nice beef tenderloin or a pork roast, something that's easy to serve, easy to cook. Always have a couple of vegetable sides, and then, you know, have a nice dessert. And then you always want to have music in the background, don't you think?
Yeah, I think that makes such a difference. I do a lot of like Pandora or Spotify where you just put a playlist on so you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to, you know, go through all your CDs in the basement and try to come up with something. I just stick on Pandora and say smooth jazz.
Well, and also if you're going to have a dinner party and it's around a particular holiday, so, you know, you can set it for, you know, Christmas music, or you can set it for, you know,
yeah, whatever your theme
is. If it's 4th of July, you can do something with, you know, Americana kind of things. But I think for the holidays, when you're having something like a Christmas party, and you always like to have your guests have something to take home, I think it's always nice, a little gift. Well, something that we did this year is we actually went to Target, and for $3, they had these huge ornaments that were glass, and I had my daughter actually write the name of our guest on them, and that was their gift. Their take-home gift, and it was actually their place card.
And that's a great idea. I like that.
You going to use that idea?
I think I will. Thank you.
Now you know what you're getting for Christmas, my $3 ornament that Alexis has.
With my name on it.
With your name on it. Also, we always talk about having like a signature drink. So I always like to have a dinner party. You can't go wrong with bubbly. So,
well, that's true.
One of my favorite ones is a Cour Royale with the Chambord and the champagne.
Oh, champagne.
And it's got that pretty color to it. So I always like to have a little, you know, signature drink. And actually, I almost always serve bubbly if I'm going to have a dinner party or a cocktail party. Even if we have a cookie swap, we can have a little bubbly. It goes great.
Well, sure.
Sweet.
Why not?
So, yeah. Well, speaking of cocktail parties, what do you like to serve at cocktail parties?
Well, I mean, I think little sandwiches, like tenderloin sandwiches, are always good. Any kind of little hors d'oeuvres, oyster platter, possibly, or meatballs.
My famous meatballs.
Yes, those are good. And anything like that, I think, is good for a cocktail party.
Well, and it's easy too. And you don't have to spend a lot of time prepping for hors d'oeuvres a lot of times. You can just go and get like bagged veggies that are already, already washed. I think you put them on a platter, get some hummus, get some ranch dip, and you're good to go.
Yeah.
I always like to make sure my cocktail parties have lots of candles around. It's just a nice atmosphere.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
Some nice maybe throwback music, which would be good.
Some dance tunes.
If maybe a little karaoke, we could get out there and do a little karaoke. Another thing that I like to do is instead of just having a tablecloth on your table and having it be flat, I take boxes. I actually have like a couple different kinds of boxes,
yeah.
And I actually tear them and then cover them over with another tablecloth.
Mm-hmm.
Put some candles around, and then you actually can put some of the food and maybe like a nice vase with some flowers in the middle, and it really, really decorates your table a lot more differently, and I think it looks pretty. And then you can always put a big, like for your drinks, you can set up kind of a self-serve bar. So you can maybe
get
a tub, or if you have a nice silver bucket, and put ice in it with your wine, and then, have all your things there. And of course, we always know I like to have my bubbly, so I would probably have some bubbly there too.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about something that I know is dear to your heart.
Cookies.
You love your sweets.
I do. I think a cookie swap is a great excuse for a party, right?
Absolutely.
Have everybody bring a dozen cookies. You could have some little hors d'oeuvres out along with it. And one of the things we talked about, which I thought would be fun, is do like a pairing. Like a little pairing menu of drinks with cookies. Like,
I think that's
cookies. Cookies with milk, cookies with hot cocoa. Like, this cookie could go chocolate chip with a milk, a biscotti
eggnog.
With a coffee. You could, eggnog, hot cocoa.
Maybe like a brownie with a...
A shortbread with a hot cocoa.
A brownie with bubbly.
A brownie with bubbly. Sure.
I think that works.
And toffee with tequila?
Oh, I'm liking that. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Well, and I know what you can do a lot of times is just get a like a plastic. You could go to Big Lots and get like a plastic tin,
mm-hmm.
and then put the name.
It'd actually be not a plastic tin because
oh, that would be a tin. Okay,
a
plastic container, and then actually put like your name on it or your guest name on it, and that's kind of like their little giveaway.
Yeah, everybody takes home a nice mixture of cookies. Everybody gets a dozen cookies to take home of all different kinds that they don't bake themselves. So,
I think, well, and I don't bake it. So I'd probably be going and buying
You'd have
some,
to buy
I'd be buying.
Well, you could do that, too.
I'd be buying
buy a dozen
cookies and go bringing it.
Kroger or Giant Eagle and get a dozen cookies and bring those.
Try my homemade cookies. Or in my case, I'd probably get the Cheryl's cookies and they'd come in the little plastic bags on it and just say, my name is Cheryl. And I made
no, you
cookies.
Cut them out of the little plastic bags and you put them in a little container.
Oh, well, I think that sounds like a good idea to me. Well, we also can even, theme your parties. We talked a little bit about theming a couple of other times, but, I think it's really important that you have something that makes your party a little different. I mean, because, everybody can do same old, but just kicking it up a notch by doing some really simple things. Oh, another little thing I've done before is if you have a fireplace that's a real fireplace. Now, that you put wood in.
Right.
Not like mine
a gas fireplace.
I just turn my fire on.
That's the kind of fire I like.
Well, when we used to have it, that was a real wood-burning fireplace, we would clean it out in the summertime. And because you're really not going to use a fireplace in the summer. And I would actually put a box in there and cover it. And then I would put candles in there.
Oh, yeah.
And then you would light it up. And it looks really nice when you're entertaining. And that's just a different way that you can use your fireplace. You just have to watch. There's no little ones around that they stick their hand in there because you don't have the grate on it when you're, doing that. Well, those are a few tips and tricks that we thought might help kick your party up a notch.
Thanks for saving money with us. If you have money-saving tips you want to share, we would love to hear from you. We'll talk about them in a future podcast. Just head to our Facebook page at facebook.com/dollarsavingdivascbus.
Leslie, that's kind of long. We do have a link to our page in the podcast notes. When you subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or your favorite podcast player, these podcasts can automatically upload to your smartphone. Now get out there and start saving money. We want to hear from you.
At the Bank of Antandek, they're looking for a mascot.
We need an icon. Something that says high fly into all our mortgage customers.
Like a falcon or a stallion.
Or even better, a parrot. Check it out.
Meanwhile, at Santander, they're concentrating on helping customers find ways to take years off their mortgage with their overpayment calculator. See what's possible at Santander.
All applications are subject to status and our lending criteria. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
To advertise the McCafe range from McDonald's, We could use the silkiest, smoothest, sensualist voice to deliver a silky, sensual voiceover about the smoothness of the Arabica beans in our coffee, drawing comparisons between the voiceover and the smooth, sensual silkiness of said beans. We could do all that.
But we don't. What we do is use freshly ground Arabica beans and organic milk. McCafe. Great tasting coffee. Simple.